What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today. I am Adam Hazer with Frank and Jamie. I cannot see a thing. I am hot as hell. I am under a sheet. Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Happy
ghost
Halloween.
Of Adam Hazer.
Yes, I am a ghost, but I am actually doing the ghost from the movie Halloween. When Michael Myers kills that dude, and then he puts the sheet over his head, and he puts that guy's glasses on the sheet, and then he goes and he kills that girl. So, inspired by the second best horror movie of all time. This is my costume. And now that we have the effect, I can't really breathe, so I'm done with this costume. Go ahead, guys, talk.
Frank, you look great. Tell everybody what you're wearing.
I am wearing a Snorlax costume. Huge fan of Pokemon growing up. Still kind of a fan, admittedly. That's what I went with today.
My kids would love that. They would absolutely love that.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is so much better.
Whew. Not for us. Not for us.
Frank is a, what are you, a Pokemon?
Yeah, Snorlax.
For all of you who are just listening, please go to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday and check out our spooky costumes. Jamie is a Nike sales rep.
That's right.
Yes. Looking good, right, bud. Looking good. All right, guys. We welcome you to the show. We got, not too much has changed about the injuries. I think we're expecting a lot of backup running backs to get some run this week with Mixon, as of now, we're recording 1:30 p.m. Mixon, probably no Aaron Jones, Mark Ingram, Miles Sanders, expecting them to be out. But Jamie, Jamison Crowder's out, Rashad Perryman's out. When you factor in all the weather, who are your favorite waiver wire wide receivers now?
Well, still Brandon Ayuk, but he's not available anymore. So if you're just looking at the guys that are out there still, Scott Miller has a great opportunity in front of him. He hasn't exactly played great every time that Chris Godwin's been out, but, you know, it's still a Bruce Arians offense that he's going to see hopefully a decent amount of targets. I still would look at Rashard Higgins even with the weather conditions because there's some long-term appeal there as well. So he's somebody that I'd like to have on my team if possible. Denzel Mims with the injuries that you just said, given the likelihood of the Jets, I'm going to go on a limb, say they're chasing points against the Chiefs in Kansas City. And I still like Hunter Renfrow. I know it's going to be bad weather for the Cleveland Raiders game, but short area passes are still, he's still going to have to throw the ball at some point, Derek Carr. And I think that Renfrow against a team that has struggled with slot receivers has a chance to make some plays this week.
Frank, are you optimistic about whoever the starting running back may be, and it might be Tevin Coleman for San Francisco, for Seattle and San Francisco in that game? Are you optimistic about any of those running backs?
Not really. I mean, the Seahawks defense, while they've been bad this season, they actually have been pretty good against the run, and specifically in limiting yards per carry. They're allowing just 3.9 yards per carry to running backs on the season, 7 receptions per game, so they struggle a little bit more there, but this is a mess. I don't really know who is going to, like, even if Tevin Coleman starts, I still think Hasty's probably going to be involved. McKinnon could be involved, so it's a real messy situation. I think all these guys are low-end flex options at best.
Okay. Jamie, how about you? If there's one guy that you might be excited about from those two backfields, it would be?
It would be the starting San Francisco running back. The Seattle situation is probably better by itself, not factoring an opponent, but the 49ers run defense is good too. And DJ Dallas, I just don't know how good he is. So I would take Colt. If I'm ranking them of the running backs in this game, of the guys who I would like to see play, of the ones dealing with injuries, I would go Coleman one, probably Dallas two, and then McKinnon three. And I don't want to trust Tasty if Coleman's out there.
We're assuming Hyde is out.
I mean, the fact that they signed, and this is an indication on Hyde, but they signed Alex Collins to their practice squad. So my guess is they're looking ahead to week nine to see if Carson, who remember the initial reports were multiple weeks that he was going to be out. And then if Hyde is going to miss some time now too, they need to cover themselves because they got stuck with the situation. And let's be clear, Travis Homer can still play, you know, so that could factor into the DJ Dallas ranking as well.
Okay. And by the way, we've pretty much gone the entire week without talking about Wayne Gallman. So just want to say his name. Looks like Devontae Freeman's not going to play. They have the Monday night game. Wayne Gallman, that's his name. So does he matter? I mean, is he a top 30 running back?
No.
No, not for me.
Okay. Okay.
I would start both Ravens guys ahead of him, Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. I would start both starting running backs in San Francisco and Seattle, whoever they may be, over him.
Agreed.
All the other replacement options, those are easy, though.
Okay. Well, let's go to your questions. Apple Podcast questions. We've got Fantasy Cops coming on later. Your email is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We got some good Fantasy Cops questions today. Tough ones. Start or sit from Apple Podcast. First one I don't have a name for, but it's Dear Tommy, Chucky, Angelica, Phil, and Lil.
Even I know that.
Yeah, the Rugrats. Start three of these wide receivers. Not all wide receivers. Start three of these. Shepard, Landry, Ayuk, Hasty, Coleman. Shepard, Landry, Ayuk, Hasty, Coleman.
I would go with the wide receivers.
I would go with Ayuk for sure. Shepard would be second. And then I would go with Coleman if he starts.
And if Coleman's out, would you go with Hasty or Landry?
I would go with Hasty if he's out, if Coleman's out.
This is from Titan. Ryan Tannehill or Justin Herbert?
Herbert.
I would go with Tannehill.
By the way, we keep saying if Coleman starts, but what if we don't know that? What if he's just active?
If Coleman is active, I would take him as the best 49ers running back.
Okay. From Johnny the Bull, how do you rank these for week 8 and rest of season? Brandon Ayuk, Sterling Shepard, Corey Davis, Rashard Higgins. For week 8, Ayuk, Shepard, Corey Davis, Rashard Higgins.
Ayuk, Shepard. No, this week it'd be Ayuk, Davis, Shepard, and
Rashard Higgins.
Higgins.
Yeah, that's the order I have them in as well.
For rest of season, it would be Ayuk, Shepard, Davis, Higgins.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Nick in Santa Cruz. I'm 2-5. I'm struggling at running back. I have Matt Ryan and Noah Fant on my bench. Is it okay to trade away Lamar and Kelsey for an upgrade at running back? So he'd be starting Matt Ryan and Noah Fant. Trade Lamar and Kelsey for an upgrade at running back.
I think you could probably just trade Lamar for an upgrade at running back. You could, I would imagine you can get a top 15 running back for him. So like a solid RB2, high-end RB2. I would not want to get rid of Kelsey if Noah Fant was my only other tight end, personally.
If you can wait through this week, depending on if you started Matt Ryan or not, then I think Fant could have a good game. You could probably package Lamar and Fant and get a good running back as opposed to giving up Kelsey. But I don't, like, I know where Frank is coming from. It's so hard to trade quarterbacks for good running backs. Just people don't do it.
Yeah.
So you probably have to give something on top of that. But if you're making that commitment to trade Kelsey and Lamar Jackson, that's got to be top 7 or 8 running back because you're giving away the best tight end in fantasy. Obviously 1A if you want to give, you know, Kittle the nod over him and what still is a great fantasy quarterback.
From Vic, grade the trade. Give up Josh Jacobs and Rob Gronkowski. Get Ezekiel Elliott.
It's an A.
Is it, though? I'm going to say it's a C-.
I was going to say C. Like, it's just fair.
You'd rather have Zeke than Jacobs, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, looking at what the offensive line getting healthy for the Cowboys is now and what the offensive line still looks like for the Raiders.
Raiders' offensive line is better than the Cowboys' offensive line.
Not if Looney and Martin play. It's probably close.
Would disagree with that. And plus, you'll get Incognito back.
I hope so.
You'll get Trent Brown back at some point.
I'm just concerned that Gronk is going to become a non-factor with Antonio Brown there now.
Fine. Even if it's just a running back for a running back, who do you like better? You like Zeke better rest of the season. How about you, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Zeke better as well, but I don't think they're far off.
Okay.
Ceilings for both are not the same. If they both hit their ceilings, Zeke is better.
From CDMO, grade the trade. Keeper PPR league. Give Antonio Brown, David Montgomery, and a 2021 fifth rounder for Keenan Allen. Yes, for Keenan Allen, Antonio Gibson, and a 2021 eighth rounder.
Yes.
Hell yeah, man. That's an A.
Oh, yeah.
Ed from Hawaii. Give McCaffrey and Frank, where are you going to go on your honeymoon?
I haven't thought about it. Somewhere in the Caribbean. No, I want to be on a beach somewhere.
Not Hawaii?
It's too far away.
Mm. I went to Bermuda. It was an hour and a half flight.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. It was the best vacation I've ever been on. Awesome.
I was thinking about Jamaica. What do you think?
I've never been there.
Jamaica's apparently nice, from what I hear.
Yeah.
I went to Hawaii for mine. It was great.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is one of the five funniest movies ever made.
Throwing I actually agree there. With you. That's a great, great movie.
Every yep. time it's funny. Okay, sorry, Ed from Hawaii. Grade the
Those
trade.
Happy tissues?
The whole movie. Just great. I'm going to read this in the Jason Segel Dracula voice. Give Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and get Watson and Galladay. My current quarterback is Josh Allen. Die. Give McCaffrey and Ayuk, get Watson and Galladay.
That is your best impression ever.
It's getting kind of hard to believe. All right, sorry, guys. McCaffrey and Ayuk for Watson and Galladay. He still has Josh Allen.
I would rather have the McCaffrey set.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, I've always wanted to have the big bowl of cereal that he has.
Yeah. I get sidetracked on that movie. From Max Perrin, rest of season pick two. Chark, Deontay Johnson, and Marquise Brown.
The first two.
Really? I would rank DJ Chark last of the group. I don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be in Jacksonville. Kind of worried there.
It can't be worse.
Why? I don't know why you say that. It definitely can be worse than
what
Minshew.
Has been good for DJ Chark with Gardner Minshew so far this season. One game.
Yeah, they are not
he
connecting.
Hates him.
They
he
are not
him.
Connecting. But the overall quarterback situation could be worse.
He hates him.
I'm surprised that you're putting Chark ahead of Deontay Johnson and Hollywood Brown.
No, I didn't put him ahead. I put him out of Marquise Brown.
Oh, okay. You went Johnson, Chark, Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. From Zach in VB, Virginia Beach.
Probably.
You know what? It's probably Zach in VT, and it's a typo. That's my guess. But Zach, hello. Grade the trade. Give Amari Cooper and get Mark Andrews. I have Tanyan at tight end.
See? I think it's kind of a wash. It's a fair deal.
Hopefully Mark Andrews picks it up.
Yeah, all right. From Phil, grade the trade. I took advice, and I traded away Todd Gurley. And I got... Okay, so he gave up Herbert, Gurley, Tanyan, and Ruggs. Herbert, Gurley, Tanyan, and Ruggs for Galladay, Waller, and Kupp.
Oof. Oh, my God.
Nice.
Wow.
Well
That's
done.
An A. That's yeah. a great haul.
Is there better than an A that we can give?
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, from Tim, 12-team, full PPR, four-point per passing touchdown leagues. I have Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, James Robinson, and Miles Sanders. I have Hunter Henry and TJ Hockenson. I want to do a two-for-one trade and get either Kelce or Kittle. I know it's going to take a lot. What are you willing to give up for Kelce and Kittle? I also have Ridley, Fuller, and DJ Moore, if that matters. But to get Kelce or Kittle, you're not going to give up Kamara. So would a combination for you guys of Taylor or Robinson, or I wouldn't give up Miles Sanders personally, but Taylor, Robinson, Sanders, and then either Henry or Hockenson, would that work on your end?
If you can turn Robinson, one of those tight ends, into Kelce or Kittle, I think that's a good trade for you and probably something that the other manager would accept if they have running back issues.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair trade.
Now, let's say the other manager rejects it and says, no, I want Jonathan Taylor and Hunter Henry for Kelce. Would you do that?
I would, but I would do it reluctantly.
The fact that you have Miles Sanders helps. You know,
that schedule
Sanders.
Upcoming for Jonathan Taylor, I'm sure you guys have talked about it a ton, is phenomenal. But given the depth of running back that you have there, and elite running backs too, I think you can make that trade.
The only thing to keep in mind is you still have the Chiefs and 49ers bye weeks in front of you. And I believe, aside from Sanders, all those running backs have already passed their bye.
Yeah. From Dynamite, like Dynamite. My 2020 Halloween team name, he has Miles Sanders, is Sanderson Sisters. I did not know what that was, but my wife was like, "Psh, are you kidding? That's Hocus Pocus." So it's Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
I should have known that. Yeah. My family would be, they'd probably disown me for not knowing that.
From Cobo Loso, trade Lamar Jackson. I need my glasses from the costume. Trade Lamar Jackson for Tom Brady and Ezekiel Elliott.
A plus.
Yes, yes. Do it. Smash. Accept.
From I dropped Herbert. Should I trade Zeke or Antonio Brown in PPR? I recently picked up Brown, but I'm good at wide receiver. I'm hurting at running back with Zeke not playing well, and my current running back too is either Gio or Hyde. I was recently offered David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and Ben Roethlisberger for Zeke and Eckler. I rejected, and I countered for David Johnson, Miles Sanders, and Ben Roethlisberger. He rejected it. Should I hold on to Zeke, considering he's my only solid running back? Should I try to trade Antonio Brown for a quarterback? Because all I have is Jimmy Garoppolo in a 14 league.
You started that email on Halloween and you ended on Thanksgiving.
Well, it was a delicious email. Yeah, you should trade.
What's it just again, please?
Trade Antonio Brown for something. There you go. All right, from Josh Moe. Give up Josh Allen and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Get Tom Brady and George Kittle. Allen and Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Brady and Kittle.
See?
Yeah, kind of seems like a wash as well. You'd have to have some really good running back depth, but again, to get the elite tight end, I understand trying to do so, but man, hope you have some good running backs outside of CEH.
All right, grade the trade from CDM. PPR Keeper League. Give Antonio Brown, David Montgomery, and a 2021 fifth round pick. I already read this email.
Yes, you did. I was waiting for you to notice.
You know what happened was you read it on Halloween. And
so yeah, right.
Skipped ahead. You forgot.
All right, this is a question from Bill is greater than Tom. Grade the trade. I traded Aaron Rodgers, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. I got James Robinson and Gronkowski, and I have Mahomes. So gave up Rodgers, Bell, and Brown for James Robinson and Gronkowski. I have been playing in this 10-team half PPR league for 6 years. I play with six of my best friends and five strangers that we met on a message board. The message board no longer exists. It started with www. But I do not remember the rest of the URL. Do you think if I do a I'm just making all of that up. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, the trade is Aaron Rodgers, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown for James Robinson and Rob Gronkowski.
Could you imagine that in 2020 we are talking about Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Le'Veon Bell, and Aaron Rodgers still in fantasy trades?
Pretty good. Pretty Maybe. Good. I don't know how to feel I'd about this have, trade.
I'd rather have the Robinson side. Yeah. I think he's the better player.
Yeah, actually, it's an easy trade. It's an easy one. Yeah. Phil from Tennessee, grade the trade. Nope, already read this one too. Okay. So Schrager gave me some of these, and then I added more, but
it's so easy
duplicates.
For you to bend.
It's not his fault.
Blame this on Ben.
I'm not blaming him. He gave me some, and then I put in more, and then I duplicated the ones that he gave me. Man, I'm in trouble. Somebody just called the Fantasy Cops on me. Three Fantasy Cops questions. Here we go. From Corey. Dear Marty, Jordan, Steve, and God's cousin Rod. No idea. I'm the commissioner of a fantasy league. Another manager wrote me and asked who I wanted for Antonio Brown, and I told him Travis Kelce. He said that if I wanted Kelce, I would have to get Rob Gronkowski as well. Gronkowski was on a third manager's team. So I asked him, and he has a bunch of quotes here. So you're telling me that if I find a way to get Gronk, then you'll give me Kelce for Gronk and AB? He replied, yeah, probably. I said, no, dude, I'm not going to make a deal for Gronk just for you to turn around and change your mind. He then said, quote, if you get AB and Gronk, then Kelce is all yours. So I made a deal with the third manager, and I got Gronk. I gave away Lockett and Edwards-Helaire for Jacobs and Gronk. Yikes. Then I immediately sent the second manager a trade request for Travis Kelce. He then counters and also tries to grab Nick Chubb and send me Tua. I rejected the trade and I wrote him. He reiterated saying he also wants Chubb. And I told him we can try to work something out after we finalize the original deal. He responded by saying that he wants to include Chubb now because he doesn't know how else he's going to get him. Like, what? This went back and forth for a while. Now he is just ghosting me. What do I do? Or am I at fault for taking someone's word?
Unfortunately, your fault.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so lame.
That first trade is pretty bad, too.
It's pretty crappy.
Oh, it's terrible.
That this happened. But, I mean, it's not like you can penalize the person for changing his or her mind after saying it. You know, that's just like a bad friend situation. Yeah. That's not like a bad fantasy situation.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a comparison to like a stab in the back. It'll come to me. Okay. Jake says, my commissioner recently kicked out another team who had not been setting their lineup without notifying them first. Wow. The commissioner quickly found the new manager to take his place. The new manager made some free agency moves, including dropping Chase Edmonds as a handcuff. This was before the Sunday games and Kenyon Drake's injury. When the original manager found out that he had been kicked out several days later, he threw a fit and the commissioner reinstated him. The commissioner has now used his powers to put Chase Edmonds back on this team's roster, even though the other manager had dropped him. I don't think he should be allowed to do this. What is your take?
So the commissioner kicked the guy out without telling him.
Yeah.
Guy finds out he kicked out, comes back, and comes to find out that the replacement option that the commissioner put in his place dropped players on his roster that he would have kept.
Kenyon Drake.
No,
I mean, Chase Edmonds.
Edmonds.
Now he throws a fit. The commissioner brings him back and gives him Chase Edmonds back. Commissioner sucks. You have done so much harm to your league, by the way.
I'd like to know why he kicked him out without telling him.
Because he wasn't setting his lineup.
But, I mean, you could be like, hey, dude, you're I'm about to kick you out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's happened or not.
What do you do here? Do you give him Edmonds back?
I mean,
I wouldn't. If this person wasn't even paying attention or setting their lineups anyway,
agreed.
Why would they get so mad that someone dropped Chase Edmonds from their roster? It sounds like fantasy wasn't really a priority to them anyway.
Well, I guess, you know, we don't know why he wasn't setting his lineup. And what if he was setting a lineup?
Like, he wasn't.
What's the scenario that he's not setting his lineup? Like leaving bye week players in, injured players in?
Seemingly enough to get you kicked out of a league. I would not give him. What's that?
You guys both commission leagues, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You check every lineup to make sure that the optimal lineup is being played?
No, but I do get frustrated if people leave bye week players in.
No, I don't check, but if I had a situation where somebody just wasn't playing, wasn't setting their lineup, it would bother me. For sure.
But I don't want to put it on the fantasy manager because he was kicked out unknowingly.
Yeah, I would not give him Edmonds back because
it's not his fault that he lost Edmonds.
But it is his fault that he wasn't paying attention to the league or setting his lineup.
Yeah, he didn't even know he got kicked out until days later.
Yeah, like that's
and I'm going to give
crazy.
This guy Edmonds back.
But he I mean, why would he? I don't know. I just think it's not on him that he loses players on his roster. Mm. I think either what has to happen is he gets Edmonds back or he's kicked out for the rest of the season. And the other guy's got to deal with the consequences of playing it out without Chase Edmonds.
Okay.
Kick him out.
I respect that. Commissioner, you really fouled this one up.
Really? The commissioner is the one that messed this whole thing
Absolutely.
up.
Absolutely. All right. One more from Ryan. Aloha from Maui. Frank, you ever been to Maui? Just kidding.
No.
Monday morning, another manager and I made a trade of Chris Godwin. Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. Chris Godwin for James Conner. The other manager tried to accept the trade, but it would not let him because the players had already played, and it makes you wait until Tuesday. So he sends me this text. Consider it accepted. It'll just be official tomorrow. Trade is official in my eyes. Come Tuesday. Yep. Come Tuesday, word breaks that Chris Godwin broke his finger. Other manager denies the trade. Commish says it's not his problem. I also play the commissioner this week, and I have no running backs. I can see both sides. Should that trade be official? Please help. Aloha.
So if this was a real trade in a sports league, Chris Godwin would be sent back to his team.
Yep.
Because he would fail a physical.
Right.
So I'm going to go by those rules and abide by trade nullified.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
It's not a real sports league. It's a fantasy league. As long as we have proof that this person said that they were going to accept the trade, I think it should go through.
That's another good
point. Then go back to the previous one with the Gronk Antonio Brown thing. Why is that not? Why are we saying that that one shouldn't go through?
What happened?
With the Gronk, you'd make this trade. I'll give you Gronk, whatever Antonio Brown thing. There's
you're right. That is very similar. Frank, you have any rebuttal?
I plead the fifth.
Well, because one is Frank like is someone. I think that when an injury happens, it's a little different. You know,
the league would not allow the trade to happen. They agreed to it in principle. Then you get more information before the trade goes through.
But this is because of like a technicality in fantasy where you can't accept a trade while the games are going on. So
Well, you can't do it. I mean, as far as I know, you can't make trades in the middle of an NFL game too.
Well, you can in a baseball game. Oh, yeah, I agree in principle. I think...
I don't think it's the same exact situation.
I'm going to say I side with Frank and I accept the trade. That it needs to go through. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Fantasy cops were very split today. You will need the fantasy FBI to crack these cases. Thank you so much for your questions, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news. Dalvin Cook off the injury report.
I say start him. Can we please tell Heath to put Dalvin Cook ahead of David Montgomery in his rankings? Wait, hold on. I have that sound effect too. Heath. Wait, where are all my Heath sighs? Hey Heath, why do you have Dalvin Cook behind David Montgomery? What do you mean by that?
I'm gonna do this. The next show I'm on with Heath is what, Thursday? I only do one show with Heath a week?
I'm gonna text him.
I'm gonna count how many times he says yeah before every answer.
Okay, let's text Heath Cummings.
What do you think the over-under is going to be?
Six.
Oh, way over.
Hey, I haven't noticed that. I guess I have to pay attention to it.
How come you have David
All right,
Montgomery
Frank, ask me a question. I'm going to pretend I'm Heath.
Ranked ahead of Dalvin Cook.
Jamie, why don't you have Dalvin Cook ahead of David Montgomery in your rankings?
Yeah, I think that Dalvin Cook coming back is going to have a little bit of rust. He's going to struggle a little bit. Team stinks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does. I'm sorry, I'm trying to text him and it deleted my entire text. Okay, we'll find out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll find out why Heath is crazy. There you go. We'll be right back.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. By the way, for those of you who are not doing this, there's probably maybe one or two of you. It's not EYE, it's the letter I. Every now and then, people are like, oh, really? CBSI as an interactive. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Haven't heard back from Heath yet. Rest of season emails from Brandon in a city in Texas north of San Antonio. And then he tells us it's Fort Worth, so I'm going to go with that. Half PPR, give Lamar Jackson and David Johnson. Get Tom Brady and Jonathan Taylor. Did we already do this one or no?
No.
Okay. Lamar and David Johnson for Brady and Jonathan Taylor. Interesting.
I like this trade. I think it's a B.
I'd rather have Brady and Jonathan Taylor, so yeah.
Ryan from a town north of Georgia. Hoboken. 16-team non-PPR league. I was offered Jonathan Taylor for Antonio Brown.
What's wrong with Hoboken, Adam?
Great. You got something against Hoboken? yeah, you're definitely taking Jonathan Taylor for Antonio Brown. That is an A. Especially in a non-PPR league. Me, oh my. From Daniel Hernandez, trade away Jonathan Taylor, get Kenny Golladay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Very good players. I'll say C.
Yeah, that seems fair.
From Matthew, give up Fuller, Hockenson, and Jamal Williams. Fuller, Hockenson, and Jamal Williams for Nick Chubb and Brandon Cooks. That's pretty interesting.
I mean, Fuller and Cooks has basically been a wash for the last 3 weeks, right?
More or less, yeah. And so Jamal Williams, so you're giving away Jamal Williams and you're getting Nick Chubb.
Right.
Which
I'd rather have the Cooks-Chubb side.
Yeah, I think so. You are giving also away TJ Hockenson, but I think that's okay.
I would not be surprised if one of Fuller or Cooks is traded in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's going to be really interesting over the next few days.
And Kittle is his tight end, so he can give up Hockenson. That's such a great idea. If you have two tight ends and you feel good about one of them, starting them every week, you know, get rid of the other guy.
I have a situation coming up in one league where I play both Kelce and Waller because we play two flexes. And I've been sitting on, it's about to be uncomfortable because he's going to stand up soon, but Dallas Goedert. but I'm stashing Dallas Goedert. Uh-huh. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
We all seem pretty confident in Dallas Goedert. Right.
Yeah. I mean, as long as Ertz is out.
I have seen the Eagles. Yeah. But Ertz is not out for the rest of the season.
He may be out for the rest of the fantasy season.
He may. He may be back in like 3 weeks. Oh, Heath texted me back. Oh, okay. I moved Cook down a few spots from his projection because of re-injury / workload risk. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool, dog. All right. Next one is from Jeff from Ottawa. Hey, Steve, Eddie, Carl, Waldo, and Stefan. Frank, you know that one? Steve, Eddie, Carl, Waldo, and Stefan?
No.
Jamie?
No.
Really? Family Matters.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, come on now. Grade the trade, 12-team PPR. Give up Chase.
You got to have a good Urkel impression.
Do I have that? No, I don't. 12-team PPR, give up Chase Edmonds and Chase Claypool. Get Kareem Hunt.
Hey.
That's a pretty damn good trade. I think even when Chubb is back, Hunt is going to have a similar workload as he did earlier in the season, maybe even more.
From Tom, should I trade James Conner and Miles Gaskin to get Zeke and Hunter Henry? James Conner and Miles Gaskin for Zeke and Henry, non-PPR. I have Evan Ingram. He needs a tight end upgrade.
I think you could do better.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, me too. All right, starter sit questions from Curtis. Full PPR, Jonathan Taylor or Zeke? This week.
Taylor.
I agree.
Okay, from Matt. Juju or Amari Cooper?
Rest of season?
No, this week.
Cooper, and I don't like Cooper that much.
Yeah, I have Cooper a few spots higher.
Pick two, half PPR, Ronald Jones, Boston Scott, Travis Fulgham.
The Eagles, baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, from Chase in Boston, sit one of these non-PPR league. David Montgomery, Miles Gaskin, Darrell Henderson, Melvin Gordon.
Montgomery.
Did we get an update on Philip Lindsay?
He did not practice on Thursday. I don't know what's happening. I don't think they're practicing on Friday because of the COVID situation. Right. So we may not get a full update, but he just has to pass the concussion protocol.
Yeah, if Philip Lindsay plays, I would bench Melvin Gordon. If Philip Lindsay is out, I would bench Montgomery.
You would play Montgomery over Gordon. I can't trust Montgomery.
I hear you, but it's a tough matchup. But I also think if Philip Lindsay plays, we're probably looking at like 12 to 15 touches for Gordon.
15, yeah. I'd take. That would be nice. From Austin, Swift, Marquise Brown, Jermichael Hasty. Pick one.
Swift.
Swift.
From half PPR, I don't know who sent this in. Deontay Johnson or Robert Woods?
Woods, reluctantly.
Yeah, they're really close.
Justin Jackson or J.K. Dobbins?
Dobbins.
I'm going to take a chance on Dobbins.
Dear Eddie, Stone, Mike, Matt, and Jeff. Frank, I feel like you would know this. Eddie, Stone, Mike, Matt, and Jeff. This is a band, a music group.
I don't know.
It's Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam. Is that what you said, Jamie?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I only go two places with Eddie, and it's Van Halen and
Yeah. Better.
A
6-1 team in a 14-team league with only four bench spots, and these are the players that are currently on his bench, and this is Ronan from Ireland.
Great name.
Yeah. Gibson, Watson, Cooks, Robinson. They're all on a bye. Gibson, Watson, Cooks, and Robinson. And he also has Chris Carson, who probably won't play. So if Carson does not suit up, do I not play a kicker to pick up somebody from the waiver wire? Or do I drop one of Gibson, Watson, Cooks, or Robinson and then use my fab and get them back next week?
Don't use a kicker. Well, I guess it's contingent on what your record is.
6-1. 6-1.
Yeah, don't play the kicker and just take your chances. If you lose, you lose. I'm in a situation like that myself where I'm 6-1. I don't have Hopkins, Fuller, Godwin are the only three receivers on my team. It's the team I just referenced previously with the two tight ends. I don't have a flex right now or two wide receivers. And I have on my bench Gibson, Edmonds, those three receivers. I'm stuck. So I'm just going to take the L if I have to.
Especially at 6-1.
Wish I were playing you.
Can't drop those guys.
Yeah. All right, from Scott, Deontay Johnson or Rashard Higgins?
Johnson.
Yeah.
From listener Chris, 12-team half PPR, Lamar Jackson or Joseph Burrow?
Jackson.
I'm
tempted to say Burrow.
I have Burrow just ahead of Jackson. I have Jackson at QB8 this week.
From Ben, 6-point.
The weather could be so bad, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. 6-point per passing touchdown league, Wentz or Lamar Jackson?
Wentz.
I have Wentz one spot higher.
So what are you, Frank? What are you, Burrow, Wentz, Jackson?
Yep, 6-7-8. Burrow, Wentz, Jackson.
Why was 6 afraid of 7, Frank?
Because 7-8-9.
Happy Halloween, everybody. All right, everybody enjoy yourselves today. Get some good candy. Be safe out there. We will talk to you Sunday with CBS. Hey,
come on, do it again. Do it again. Do what? Jason Segel again.
It's getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better. And I've been living too hard to believe.
Yeah, that was always...
That is your best one.
I lost it. The first time I saw that and he sang that song, I lost it. It is comic gold. What a movie.
That is your best impression.
Thank you.
Frank, what's your best impression?
I don't know. Chris Sowers?
Yeah.
Guys, I really think Hollywood Brown is going to be better than Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and then your cat would jump on your keyboard. Something like that. All right, everybody. We will talk to you later. Talk to you on Sunday on Twitch at noon Eastern, CBS Sports HQ at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll have the recap podcast at night. Oh, and Fantasy Football Today at 5. Subscribe to that. Later.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.